From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of Defense says we can't go it alone. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has stressed to Iraqi leaders the desire of the United States and its coalition partners to accelerate efforts to defeat the Islamic State. Secretary Carter met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khaled al-Obaidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad as part of a trip to seek more help in the battle against ISIS. Mr. Carter told reporters he discussed with both men the importance of building on their success to complete the recapture of Ramadi and then continue the campaign with the important goal of retaking Mosul as soon as possible. Earlier in the day, he spoke with reporters.
We have to defeat ISIL here in Iraq and Syria, where the parent tumor is. Now, we also have business to do around the world, because this is metastasized to other parts of the world, including our own homelands.
He also said that the U.S. cannot do it alone.
In addition to those who have joined the campaign here, we really are looking for the rest of the world to step up.
Secretary Carter also held talks with General Sean McFarland, the U.S. commander of the fight against ISIS, in Iraq and Syria. The U.S. has called on Nigerian officials to investigate the clashes between army troops and a Shiite Muslim sect that reportedly left hundreds of people dead. The U.S. embassy in Abuja said Wednesday that the Nigerian government should quickly, credibly, and transparently investigate these events. A video posted to YouTube purportedly shows the initial confrontation Saturday between the army and members of the Islamic Movement for Nigeria in the northern town of Zaria. Activists and sect leaders say up to 1,000 Shiite Muslims were killed in army raids that followed the initial confrontation. This is VOA News. Members of Libya's rival governments had been expected to sign a peace deal Wednesday, but officials said the ceremony would be pushed back to Thursday. Edward Uranian files this report for VOA.
A small crowd applauded as Libya's rival parliament speakers Nuri Boussahmane and Akila Saleh grasped hands and lifted them in the air in a gesture of unity during talks in Malta. But both men acknowledged a final agreement had yet to be reached. Speaker Akila Saleh of the Tobruk-based Libyan parliament told a news conference it was necessary to put together a broad-based government. He says that he has asked the UN envoy's office to postpone the naming of the members of Libya's unity government so as to be sure they represent the authentic will of the people. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations that Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The approval Tuesday came after the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, said that there were no credible indications of nuclear weapons-related activities after 2009. But he said IAEA inspections will continue.
Completion of my assessment is an important step forward, but much work remains to be done.
Meanwhile, UN experts have concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October. This year, China loosened its one-child policy, which for decades had prevented millions of families from expanding. Shannon Van Sant reports from Hong Kong for VOA.
At the end of October, China's government made a landmark decision to ease the country's one-child policy for the first time since it was implemented 35 years ago. All married couples in China are now allowed to have two children, and many in the fertility industry are predicting that China will become the world's top market for in vitro fertilization technologies. Luke Rombaltz is a professor and doctor with Australia's Monash IVF Group Limited.
So I can imagine that people who actually have conceived one child when they were in their mid-30s many years ago, that they might now be in their 40s and they might find that that's no longer possible.
The Chinese government forbids gender selection and advanced fertility procedures. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
Families also have to apply for birth licenses and provide proof of marriage before being treated. And so increasingly, China's growing middle class is going abroad for fertility treatments to places like Australia and the United States. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.